the Sunday morning cornerback, Gary Paskowitz, joined by Daryl Rodeau. Daryl, a 44-17 win for the Trojans over Washington State. One that on paper looks like exactly what you would expect USC to do going up there against the Cougar team right now that is a little bit overwhelmed. But want to talk about the beginning of the game in terms of how things started for the Trojans. And really, when you look back to last week's loss and that 4th-and-2 play with Nelson Aguilar tiptoeing the line, Nelson kind of took things in his own hands this game on special teams and really got things started the right way.
And it couldn't happen to a better person, the right person, someone who is the captain of this team and says, you know what, last week was my bad. This week, I'm going to show you why you guys made me captain. And to have the type of punt return early in the game to really set the tone, I thought ignited this team and started, you know, a momentum for this offense throughout the game.
And talk about how just field position wise, with the way the Trojans got things started in the game, the special teams obviously helps, but that's a big key in this game. You never really gave Washington State a chance early.
No, and I thought that USC kept their foot on the gas, and a lot of that had to do with the fact that on special teams, not only was it the big impacted play that Aguilar makes, and when you make a play like that in the game, it changes the psyche of the punt team, the punt coverage for the Cougars. All throughout the game, they had to think twice about punting the ball. They were directionally kicking, but more importantly, you know what that did? For the offense, it created shorter fields. The shorter the field, you know, the better, higher chances, probabilities of scoring. And we saw much of that, and a lot of that was benefited and impacted from Aguilar's touchdown early in the game.
It started with Aguilar's touchdown. Then you talk about Shular, that gave another short field, quick touchdown. And then you had a decision by Mike Leach in the middle of the second quarter to go for it from their 36-yard line on a 4th-and-2. It was 17-0 at that point, Daryl. I thought that was a really, I would say, odd call.
It was really a head-scratcher, and what type of message does that send to your players? But look, we'll take any type of gift that we can take. If you're USC, seizing the moment, recognizing those opportunities. We talked about situational awareness. Well, it didn't come any more glaring than that situation. You go for it on 4th down when clearly the game is still at hand. Granted that, you know, the Cougars lost Holiday and they felt like they had to take some shots and take some chances. But when the game, when you think about how USC went up 17 points, it was due to a couple of unforced errors.
Right.
It was the return to punt return by Aguilar, the short field created by Pollard's interception that created the short field.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about it, they were still in this game, Gary. But when you do something like that, you turn the momentum, it deflates your offense, but then it fuels and ignites a team on the road like the Trojans.
Especially when, so they had to bring in a freshman, you know, former walk-on, and he didn't embarrass himself.
No.
And he wasn't even by that point. So like you say, that was a real gift. And let's say before we continue, all the best to Connor Halliday,
yes.
a worthy opponent. You certainly hate to see that happen.
Yeah.
And like you say, you could tell there was a little bit of deflation from Washington State after that
but
moment.
But I thought something was very telling. I saw Cody Kessler during the game when Halliday was down. He went on the field, kind of loved him up just to let him know that he respects his game. He respects the way that he goes about his practice. So I really appreciated that. Now, for as much gloating as we will do today, Gary, I do have to say one thing about USC's defense. USC's defense tends to allow quarterbacks to kind of find their rhythm. And there was one part in this game where I thought Falk coming in, you know, in reserve for Holiday, he came in and he kind of found a little rhythm. But I was happy to see that the Trojans stopped that. They stopped that momentum. They were rotating in on the defensive line, getting pressure on the quarterback, and never really gave him a chance to kind of really get clicking like we've seen quarterbacks in the past. But I do want to say that this was a moment, a coaching point going into a bye week that I think the Trojans can look at and say, okay, when quarterbacks start to find their rhythm, that's when pressure is most important.
Let's talk two things in that regard. One thing that Sarkisian mentioned after the game was he was really happy with the tackling in the secondary.
Yeah.
And I know you want to talk about that in a moment. But you talk about pressure. A guy who is healthy over the last couple weeks, I think, really could be a key here at the end. Greg Townsend. This is a former 5-star recruit who has battled a lot of injuries. But we're finally seeing him healthy. He's reminding us, boy, this guy could be pretty good.
Yeah, and healthy physically, but also healthy with the right mental attitude. He now understands that he has a role and he can perform a purpose going into this last stretch where you're really going to need him.
Yes.
And opposite of Leonard Williams, Gary, I think is so critical that you get someone like him coming off the bench, that sixth player off the bench, you know, making this type of an impact. But I can't go any further without talking about the way that the secondary has really kind of shored up the backside of this defense. Their ability to compete and contest every pass from the two safety positions to the two corner positions. But I can't go any further of talking about tackling without mentioning a senior in Bowman, Gerald Bowman, and then also Adoree Jackson. The way that they go about in practice, the way that they compete game in and game out, I think is exemplary, and it really embodies how they're the secondary continues to perform at such a high level. And being a captain of a team doesn't mean you have to be a senior. It's leading by example, and those two have definitely impressed. But again, you look at the secondary and you work your way down. There are playmakers on every level, and depending on what we learn about Sua Craving and what that means to this team, I think the bye couldn't have come at a better week for someone like him who left the field injured.
Yeah, I want to talk about the bye afterwards. One thing I want to hit on right now. So the Trojans go into half up 24-0. And like you say, the quarterback for Washington State is hitting a little big groove. But what we both liked is the way that the Trojan offense kept the foot on the gas in the second half. And by the time all was said and done, you had a very comfortable lead at 44-17.
Yeah.
But not only that, is you had some career numbers from multiple guys. You had Cody Kessler with the most yards ever in a football game for him with 400. Nelson Aguilar sets a career high with receiving yards with 220. Juju Smith with three touchdowns. And then you're talking Buck Allen with his sixth straight 100-yard rushing game. Haven't seen that at USC since Marcus Allen had 11 in 1981. So, Daryl, you know, Sarkisian has made a lot of points with this offense about needing to finish, needing to get things and take it no matter what the score is.
Yep.
The offenses these days can come back.
Yes.
So you need to keep your foot on the gas. I thought this game, both for coaches and the offense, was as good of an example as that as we've had.
And Gary, and it's all led by Cody Kessler being aggressive, really just attacking the middle of the field, keeping his vision open, recognizing that we now have a presence that this offense hasn't seen in a big body presence since the days of Mike Williams and Dwayne Jarrett, a big body who can make those hard to make catches in the middle of the field. And we're seeing Juju Smith coming to his own in the red zone. But you got to give kudos to the fact that this coaching staff recognized that this was an opportunity to make a statement moving forward into the last quarter of the season when you're going up against probably the hardest, most contested part of your schedule is still yet to come. And I thought that this team gained more confidence by the way that they approached this, and they committed to the running game, which was great.
And then also let's give praise up front. Toa Lobendon moving out to left tackle.
Yes.
I thought a guy who looked terrific was 62, Khalil Rogers.
Oh my goodness.
Seeing him pull around, that young man brings a little energy.
Yes. Oh my God. The way that he finishes plays, there was one pancake play that I saw and I said, Lord have mercy, I would not want to be the beneficiary of that play.
And then he got right up and was fired up too. So that's what Khalil Rogers brings, as much as anybody, brings a little energy. So good job down there with the defensive line. Gosh, they've done the offensive line, getting it done. Okay, let's talk about where things are with the bye week coming up. You mentioned Sua Cravens. No word at the time we're recording this as far as the severity of the injury. You hope it's not much.
Yeah.
But a couple things at play with the bye week, a chance to get healthy, I think, is the number one thing with so many areas. But like you say, you can finish this thing off right. You're facing some good quarterbacks here down the stretch. I think that's as important to me as anything.
Absolutely. And when you think about these type of quarterbacks, two out of three arguably are some of the most mobile quarterbacks in the country. And so having this bye week, a chance to kind of lick your wounds, go back, reflect on three quarters of a season that's now in the books, I can honestly say that with the amount of reps that many of these freshmen have played, I can no longer consider them to be freshmen. So I think that the bye could not have come at a better time, Gary, and knowing what they're up against and what they're facing, I think that they're primed and poised to rise to the occasion.
And then talk about the mental part of knowing that you're not going to be leaving the Los Angeles city limits for the rest of the month. You've got a game at the Coliseum, a game at the Rose Bowl, and a game at the Coliseum.
Yep.
After mentally the grind of this season, going to Boston College, going to Utah, going to Pullman, woo! Sleeping in your own bed for a little while is going
to
be a good thing.
There was a song that used to be, "We Run LA." Now is your chance to prove that. The way that you finish, the momentum you build can do nothing but kind of create the off-season momentum for coaches and recruiting, but more importantly, finishing this thing right, because they've been up against some adverse situations all year long. It's about time that we get the chance to praise them and love them up in the Coliseum and then across the street in Westwood.
Should be an interesting November to finish this thing off. For Darryl Rideau, this is Gary Paskowitz. You're listening to the Sunday Morning Cornerback.